This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Jazz Cafe, a one-hour smorgasbord of jazz from the dawn of the recording age to the present day. Join me, Lou McConnell, Thursday live at 11 a.m, repeated on Sunday at 4 p.m. ORFM Dunedin, brought to you by Rhubarb on Highgate. Yeah, we've been behind the eight ball today, excuse me. Yeah, a bit of a rush. We got there in, just in time, I think. Yeah, Lou McConnell's here for the hour, as our custom here at OAR, Princes Street, Dunedin. Yeah, digressing already. Yeah, okay, we're going to kick off with, who are we going to kick off with? This is an album put out by Michael Legrand. Michael Legrand was a very famous French composer and pianist, and this is, I think, his first recorded collaboration with Miles Davis. He actually brought Miles Davis to Europe. So without further ado, let's listen to the collaboration between Michael Legrand and Miles Davis, starting off with Wild Man Blues, and then the ever-popular Around Midnight.
Thank you.
Yeah, as I've said, Michael Legrand was, that was Round Midnight, obviously. Michael Legrand instrumental in getting not only Miles Davis, but a few of the other American heavyweights. And I'll give you the list of them because it was, pretty significant collaboration, this one. So we had Michael Legrand featuring Miles Davis. Farmer was there on Donald Byrd on the trumpets, Jimmy Cleveland on the trombone, Herbie Mann, flute, Jerome Richardson on the clarinet, baritone, Phil Woods, Coltrane was there, Webster, Eddie Costa, Bill Evans, Hank Jones, Barry Galbraith, Paul Chambers and Ozzie Johnson. That goes way back to 1958. So anyway, we're going to take a couple of more before we put them away. This is a tribute to Django, really, and the first one up is Django, very popular ballad, and followed with another one of, the Gypsy? Oh, golly, yeah, Nuages. Anyway, here we go. Django up number four and Nuages number five. Thank you. And there we have it, a collaboration between some very famous American jazz musicians and impresario, I suppose we'd call him, Michael Legrand, European. Back in a moment.
Jazz Cafe, a one-hour smorgasbord of jazz from the dawn of the recording age to the present day.
Join me, Lou McConnell, Thursday live at 11 a.m, repeated on Sunday at 4 p.m. Or FM Dunedin, brought to you by Rhubarb on Highgate. Okay, time for a vocal. We haven't played this lady for a while, Diane Shure. Deedles, she calls herself. Deedles, but we'll call her Diane for the sake of accuracy. A couple of quick numbers. Reverend Lee. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? Hey, a bit of religion, perhaps, that old-time religion. Reverend Lee and I'm Just Fooling Myself.
Reverend Lee, he went to the water and he prayed to the Lord about old Satan's daughter. Yeah, it seemed in a dream, child, while he lay sleeping, she climbed in. Rubbing and weeping, oh, she was twisting and turning. She was begging and pleading, loving and burning, panting and breathing. Reverend Lee, she said, Lord knows I love you, child.
God will not bother. Every day, ran screaming from the water. He was hotly pursued by old Satan's daughter. Every day, she said, reverently, reverently, reverently. Come on, do it to me, reverently, reverently. Come on, do it to me, oh, reverently. Come on and do it to me, reverently. Come on, do it to me, reverently. Do it to me, 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 do it to me.
Nothing more to do with love. I stay away, but every day I'm just fooling myself. I tell my friends that I don't care. I shrug my shoulders at the whole affair, but they all know it isn't so. I'm just fooling myself. And every time I pass and see myself in my looking glass, I turn my face and say, how do, you fool? You've thrown your life away. I'm nonchalant and acting proud. And every time I see you in a crowd, I may pretend, but in the end, I'm just fooling myself.
Diane Schur, as I said, we haven't played it for a long time. I keep her handy to the top, eh? That nice, if you thought that tenor sax was Stan Getz, you're exactly right. She had some heavyweight help there. The Gruson brothers, Dave and Dave, what was his brother's name? Dave and Don. That's right. And Mr. Getz. Thank you, folks. Okay. Yeah, change of style. Here's the Jim Cullum Jazz Band. Wonderful, tight little group, this. Hugely popular in the States. And still playing as well as ever today. This one's called, this is the old favourite from, who was he? God, awful. Is the West End Blues, anyway.
Thank you.
West End Blues from the, as I said, the wonderfully tightened Jim Cullum Jazz Band. Okay, where does that bring us? That brings us to an album called Young Lions and Old Tigers. It is actually one of Dave Brubeck's later contributions to the jazz age. And Young Lions, of course, the young up-and-comers, and the Old Tigers, people like Dave. So a fella called Joe Moody is on the tenor sax. Dave Brubeck's on the piano here. Chris Brubeck is one of his sons, is on the electric bass. Randy Jones on the drums. And Mr. Moody calls this Moody. We'll send this one out to our regular listener at St. Clair. And there's another lady who probably appreciates this one too, to Natasha as well, if she's tuned in. Okie dokie. So here we go. Moody.
Everybody call me Moody. Moody, I'm as happy as the day is long, the night too. Groovy, when I hear a swinging tune, it moves me. Moody, in the mood to play and sing my song. Hear them. Feel the beat and hear the band in rhythm. Play the changes in my range, I'm with them. It's so groovy, scooby dooby, a la Moody. Oro-do-bo-be, oro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee-bo-ro-dee- Or do 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 do
Tenor sax solo in the vocal, courtesy of James Moody. Dave Brubeck, he added Jerry Mulligan, would you believe, on the baritone, and brought back Chris Brubeck and Randy Jones, and this is a tribute, I guess, to Jerry, probably, for me anyway, the greatest baritone that ever played a jazz saxophone. Jerry Garan, pretty simple title, nice music.
Thank you.
Jerry Go Round from the Dave Brubeck album, Young Lions and Old Tigers. And, of course, that one featured the elegant baritone of Mr. Jerry Mulligan, no longer with us, regrettably. Okay, back in a moment.
Jazz Cafe. A one-hour smorgasbord of jazz from the dawn of the recording age to the present day.
Join me, Lou McConnell, Thursday live at 11 a.m, repeated on Sunday at 4 p.m. Or FM Dunedin, brought to you by Rhubarb on Highgate. Yeah, I was in there yesterday and, felt like a cup of coffee and the place was quite busy. It was me there sitting by myself, but that was fine. I wanted to pick up a couple of gift vouchers. Sam's got some nice gift vouchers there for, you know how it is. It's times you're wondering what on earth to buy so-and-so for a prezzy. What about a $25 or $30 gift voucher on Rhubarb? Hey, think about it, boys and girls. Okay, where are we? We're going to featured artist for the week, which is the Lawson Haggart Jazz Band. This is an old vinyl record which I've dug out, and I don't know how long it is since we've played it. It's called a Project LP. I don't remember the project label, but here it is. Sold from Terry's in Dunedin, George Street. That's 100 years ago. Yeah, I'm digressing again. Anyway, we're going to kick off with the first two numbers is Savoy Blues and the Wichita Lineman, would you believe? So a wee bit different, even in those days.
Thank you.
That old vinyl records held its sound pretty well, has it not? The Wichita Lion Man from, of all people, the Yank Lawson Bob Haggart Jazz Band. Well, that's about us for the day, I'm afraid. I can't fit any more in. Hope you've enjoyed the show. We enjoy bringing it to you. And don't forget our sponsor up there on the hill, Sam the Grinch. Only too happy to see his customers. Tell him you listen to the show. It really starts his day off in the way to which he'd become accustomed. Yeah, loves to hear that. Okay, catch you next week.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.